episode 1 of Toast Migration Podcast. Yay!
Woo!
We'll have Hayden talk about his gaming habits.
Hello, I'm Hayden, and I like playing Call of Duty Black Ops and Splinter Cell, and definitely Fallout are my three top favorite games.
Nice. All right, Jacob, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, what's going on, Xbox community? My name is Jacob Meyer. I'm here representing the Call of Duty, all of them, of course, starting from COD 4, which was my personal favorite. And then I like to rock it with Rockstar games, including all GTAs, Eleanor, and then I am rocking it with Ace Combat as well.
Nice. All right, I'm Josh. I'm the Achievement Hunter. Got over 32.
The group, of course.
Yeah. The only one at a gaming server worth 32,000, and I like diversifying my gaming habits, but I do like first-person shooters and Fallout and L.A. Noire. So,
pretty good repertoire, I'd like to say.
Yes, it's a very good repertoire.
It's very nice.
If I knew what a repertoire was.
Yeah, if only.
It sounds French, so it must mean, like, to surrender or something.
Probably.
All right, we're going to get a quick break.
Okay, hey, this is Hayden, and I'm doing a review on the game Homefront. Now, I thought that it was an alright game, but the campaign alive was, it was alright, but it could have used a lot more work. It was really glitchy, and just not what I expected. So, Jacob, you have any questions? Or Josh?
Fast review.
That was a really fast review.
How were the graphics?
The graphics were really good.
Really?
Yeah, the story.
I thought the
story
graphics
was good.
Kind of bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It didn't seem that good.
Funny.
Well, I don't wear my glasses when I play, so.
Whoa.
Some games involve more.
Yeah.
Plus even others.
What about the gameplay? Is gameplay fun? Engaging story?
Yeah, it was. I would have liked to have known a little bit more. Like, more missions to kind of get the feel of the whole story.
Yeah, and I found that I didn't really care about the characters at all.
Yeah, you don't really get to know
like,
them.
Care about when Ghost died. And
oh, I know. Ghost is just such a deep character, well-developed.
None of those.
I'm so funny.
I know, what you're talking about.
Didn't you cry, Jacob?
I cried. Of course I did.
Oh, wait, spoiler alert. But if you haven't played this game, then you must be living under a rock.
Yeah, but was there multiplayer?
There was.
It
but
was
it,
Battlefield-ish.
Battlefield-ish?
Yeah.
So big maps or small?
Big.
Kind of,
Did they vary depending on game mode you played, or were they all just
people,
the same?
But I think it used a lot. Varied. I think they had like 5 different game modes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Uh-huh.
But it was cool because you could, like, doing stuff like capturing flags and getting kills would earn you battle points, and you could use those to buy your kill streaks. Like, you wouldn't have to, like, pick a predetermined kill streak. Like, if you had enough points, you could buy, like, a flak jacket for one life, or you could be, like, a helicopter pilot or something.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Interesting.
So, what's, how many...
Well, laundry.
What out of 10 would you give it?
I would probably give it a 4 out of 10, just because the story disappointed me, and just the lie was not what I expected. So I'd say if you could get it for $20, go ahead and buy it, but not worth anything more than that.
And this is Josh with a second opinion, and I say it gets a 7 out of 10.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Just
very...
Why do you say that?
I thought it was pretty fun. Like, the gameplay was pretty solid. Sure, the campaign was short, but aren't all first-person shooter campaigns short?
Mostly.
COD is, like, 5 hours. And, yeah, I could see how the multiplayer wasn't all that exciting.
Yeah.
And there's not a ton of replay value if you don't play multiplayer. So, yeah.
So they're saying it would not be a good buy for someone who doesn't have life?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. It'd be a waste of money.
And if you're, like, into COD, then probably not. But if you really like Battlefield or the new Medal of Honor, then yeah. It'd be a kind of good purchase, but not at 60. Maybe like 40.
No, not at all.
40 at the most.
I'd say 30 at the most.
I see.
Okay. Previously on Bashing Homefront. Alright, so...
Okay. Hello, this is Hayden again, and we are going to be discussing which is better, Halo or Call of Duty. And for Call of Duty, supporting Call of Duty, that would be Jacob, and supporting Halo is Josh Novus.
Hello!
Yeah, Josh, you can start off.
Opening statement? Okay. Halo has been big for 10 years, more than COD. Okay. Now, COD is all about Twitch gameplay.
That just makes this more modern.
Whoa, this is my opening statement. You can't talk to me.
Okay, fine. This isn't going to be a normal debate. We're just going to go back and forth. We're not having an opening statement. It's quite nice.
Okay, back and forth?
Yes, just back and forth.
Okay. So, there's more strategy involved in Halo.
How?
If there's an elite charging at you, you have to find some way to disable his shields and then kill him.
See, that's the problem with Halo right there.
What? Over shields?
Over shields, and having to disable the shield before you can actually kill somebody.
Okay.
And then the fact that there's only one gun in the game that can actually disable shields in one shot instead of having to shoot for 5 minutes at one guy.
What gun is that?
In the meantime.
According to your knowledge.
According to my knowledge, apparently.
What gun is the only one that disables shields?
In one shot? I can't. It's the pistol.
Plasma pistol, yes.
But
if you use a needler rifle, like, I think it's like 3 or 4 shots from a needler rifle is an instant kill.
To the body or just the head?
Just the body. Because it's like a needler, so it explodes.
That's true.
So, if Halo gets over skills, well, other guns can take them down, but it just takes a lot of ammo.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So if they didn't have over shields, would you like Halo more?
No.
So you don't like the sci-fi setting?
The sci-fi setting's okay, but it's just the
I think it's cool. Well, what part of the execution don't you like?
Well, they could have had more variation. I mean, the same exact thing happens in every single game, almost. There's always...
What, like...
And such.
A space with battle, fighting the Flood, fighting the Covenant?
Yes. And then...
Well, what about COD? COD is just...
Well, because that's the real world. How is there any other choice but to fight the terrorists?
You can fight misinformation and plagiarism.
Okay, so you're going to be a desk clerk and calling people about copyright infringement.
Yeah, that would be great game. No, but it doesn't have to be realistic to be a fun game. I'm talking about...
That's true.
Fun, because... Halo, it's... Like, if you're playing multiplayer, it's a lot of fun to...
Well, then there's multiplayer where you just kind of have the luck of the draw what gun you get. And if you don't like the gun, you're kind of stuck with it anyway.
Well, you can pick up weapons on the map.
Well, yeah, but you can just pick up But on Call of Duty, you can customize a class to your settings, and then if you run out of ammo, it'll be a last resort to pick up another gun. In Halo, it's your first inclination is to pick up a different gun because you don't have one to start out with.
But see, doing that makes it less balanced for COD, because like the FAMAS or the AK-74U, if you can customize, everyone can use it. But in Halo, there's like the sniper and the rocket launcher, but there's only like one per map, per team, that you can use. So you don't, so instead of having a team running around with noob weapons, you only have a couple people with noob weapons.
But then it's unbalanced for the team if one team has both those weapons and then they just rape.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's more balanced having more people with FAMAS. FAMAS against FAMAS than rocket launcher against, I don't know, plasma pistol.
What was that?
We're watching the Cardinals game.
Arizona Cardinals?
Yes, dude. No.
Oh, dude. They're so good on the rink. Alright. So now you need to. Also, Halo has cool vehicles. You can drive an ATV, a four-wheel truck thing,
yes.
A Warthog, a Ghost.
And then if you have one of those vehicles, everyone else is screwed.
Not necessarily, because if you can just EMP the vehicle, then you can hijack it. So it's really balanced. Like, if you're good with stuff, you can do well.
Yeah, but then it is, you have to be specialized.
Not necessarily, because you could be like...
Well, you just said it was. If you're really good with a specific thing, like hijacking, then
it's not that hard to hijack.
Well, that's true, but if you're not very good at it and you don't know what you're doing, then you just get destroyed.
Well, then you eventually learn how to stop it, but you can't learn...
Yeah, but there's a learning curve with that game. See?
Oh, you don't like learning?
I don't, no.
Because you can't, like, learn how to do, like, dodge a new tube, or avoid a kill streak or something.
Well, yeah, that's the fun of it. Well, maybe not the fun of it, but it's more... It's more of, you can't get specialized against kills like that, because if you're, I don't know, in Halo when you use armor lock when someone's about to splatter you.
Yeah, I've done
that's something fun to do, but for just, like, overall purposes, the people getting destroyed, because if the person driving the car has no idea that that's going to happen because they're new to it, then they can't avoid it.
Well, what about people that are new to COD?
All they have to do is point and shoot, because that's the only... part of the game.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. COD is just, like, twitch reflexes. There's no real, like, thinking involved.
Well, if you're using a specific kind of gun, like a sniper, you can think about where you want to go, depending on the game, what perk you want to use, depending on the map.
But that's all pre-game stuff, like choosing perks and stuff is all before the game even starts.
Yeah, which makes it more different within the game itself.
Because
Halo has nothing to do between games, you just kind of say, oh, it's this map, inside the map.
Alright, well, I admit that, but Halo has, like, on-the-fly strategy. Like, you could be like, okay, we have to capture the power core at the top of the spire, and we have, like, a minute and a half left, so what are we gonna do? Like, that's what I'm saying, because you have to think of, like, strategies. Well, it's all on-the-fly, because COD, whatever comes down to it, you're just gonna shoot anyone else.
Or not search and destroy, and you have talking to your teammates, say, make a diversion at A, I'll go to B, and then you can have multiple things going on at the same time. Defending one and having, like, mind games at the same time is actually just shooting at each other.
But you have to, because in COD, it's easy to kill people, but in Halo, it's harder, which makes it, you're more liable for your mistakes. Like, if you try to sneak up on someone and you totally miss, you're gonna get punished for your mistake. But in COD,
well, no. In Halo, if you totally miss, you have time to recover even when someone's killing you at the same time and then kill them.
Okay, that's kind of true.
Yes, because in Call of Duty,
Halo, Halo you usually have time to throw a grenade before they kill you.
Yeah,
but in COD, they don't have that.
Call of Duty, you can be pulling the pin and you can get shot once and die.
Yeah.
But you can also do that if you play, like, Team SWAT.
Well, but you have to think. But you have to think about your movements beforehand in Call of Duty, because if you go into somewhere open, there's snipers going to kill you while you're trying to do something else. But if you stick to a specific route or go somewhere that you know it's all close quarters and you use a gun specialized for that, you can change your class.
And also, Halo has more multiplayer game modes. Like, they have, like, Grip Balls and all the creepy stuff.
Maybe more game modes, but the maps are kind of not really specialized for the... If you want to do a specific game mode, they use the same maps no matter what.
Well, so does COD.
Well, they do, but they if you play free-for-all, they make the map smaller, so it's a lot more close quarter, so you can't snipe and just chill in a corner in the... way back in the map. You have to be in the action all the time.
But and then you do, like in Halo, if you do a free-for-all in that, you have to... You can't vote for, like, the biggest map, like Hemorrhage.
That's true, but they still have no variation within.
Okay, now that we went through multiplayer, do you want to talk about, like, campaign?
We could.
Okay. Do you want to start off?
Halo has a much longer campaign, of course.
Yep.
Way more goes into it. It's a lot more difficult on the hardest setting.
Yep.
You have that advantage.
Yes, I do.
And then it's kind of the same within how you don't have classes. You can't customize anything within. You have to rely on anything you can find.
Yeah.
So they're kind of balanced in that way during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What
about graphics?
Bungie has amazing graphics.
Yes.
Other than that.
They're geniuses.
And Bungie did a Call of Duty game that wasn't so weird as Halo usually is.
What?
It would be crazy.
Okay. And the story in Black Ops wasn't that good.
The story?
Yeah. It
was amazing.
Well... What part?
What part?
Besides
the fact that you are brainwashed by the Russians to do something against your own country, and then having to figure it out and going—it's the whole thing's a flashback. So you're trying to piece together the whole thing, but you can't until the very end.
Okay, but Halo.
That's
Halo.
Cool.
You know what's going to happen at the end. You know Reach is going to get destroyed. So
you're just playing to a point where you know you're going to lose.
But. As you try not to get attached to the characters, because you know they'll die, but you still do, because they're cool characters.
Well, they are cool characters, but the fact that you know they're going to die, and the fact that you're going to lose in the end, kind of detracts from the whole gameplay experience.
I think it makes it better, because you know...
Cause you know the end game?
Yeah, because you know, like, the... Because you can, I don't know, because the character... The main characters know that they're gonna, like, get destroyed eventually. So you can see, like, what their actions are to prove that they are, like, heroic.
Well, they don't necessarily know that. They know it's a possibility, a big possibility. But then they're trying to fight for what they believe in, which is kind of a lost cause in most cases, because they know the end is near.
But
then again...
Well, I can see, like... Probably once they figured out, spoilers obviously, that Cortana was the AI and they had to deliver off planet.
Yes.
I think that was cool because when Noble Six like sacrificed himself to get on the MAC gun so that the Pillar of Autumn could take off. Like he knew he was gonna die, but he had to let the ship escape.
It's true.
And, excuse me, can you name any COD, name the main characters in Black Ops?
Name the main characters?
Yes.
Oh man, I haven't played the campaign in so long. This is getting bad.
Not memorable characters.
Not memorable characters?
Not in COD.
I remember, well no, are we just doing Black Ops?
I guess... Black Ops versus...
Because the most memorable characters in all of gaming, maybe not all of gaming, but I'd say the Call of Duty series, are
Christ.
Ghost, Soap, Roach. I mean, you can't forget them. And they're going to be back in Modern Warfare 3. So you're kind of... It's an anticipation because you know your favorite characters are coming back. All of Noble Six is dead. All you have left is
Yeah, and it was a standalone game, too, because, like, there were no other Halo games featuring the Noble team.
That's true. All you have left is Master Chief. And everyone loves Master Chief.
Yes. I love Master Chief. I love him. Okay, and then how about we'll do extras?
Like, you have a Forge.
Forge is the greatest creation tool for Xbox.
Yeah, it is.
And firefight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I also forgot to mention credits. In COD, you rank up by multiplayer XP. But in Halo, you rank up based on anything you do, whether in campaign, multiplayer, firefight. So you can earn XP from playing any part of it. That's what I like. And they have daily challenges and stuff to get you more credits.
Call of Duty has contracts which rotate, and they're at least, what are they, like 20 or 30? 20 or 30, and then they split into different categories as well.
Yeah, that's true. And then Halo has commendations for campaign, firefight, and matchmaking. So you can... So if you even if you don't have Xbox Live, you can still get a lot out of Halo Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't. But with COD, if you don't have Xbox Live, you only have campaign and, like, zombies or Spec Ops.
Yeah, that's true. But zombies is one of the greatest creations for gaming as well.
That's true. I'd say Forge is the best, then zombies, then firefight. Because firefight's really not all that interesting. Unless you play with people you know, and you're just, like, chilling.
Hey, Josh, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Spec Ops.
Okay, Hayden, what's your opinion on this?
Well, it's a very hard decision. I would, they both have very good cases. But Halo is, has a lot more options to play if you don't have Live. So that's definitely a great thing.
Yeah.
But, COD has zombies, which is amazing.
I mean, zombies
but,
could get
I'm gonna have to give it to Halo.
Yes.
Right now.
Because zombies can get kind of old after a while. Like, you can have fun in Halo.
They can, and I
without a bunch
of
friends. I play
Forge for hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I don't know, it's a great game, but I love Black Ops and all the CODs, so it's definitely a hard one.
I would love them both. Just, you know. And Halo's more special because Halo 3 came out in, what, 2007?
Yeah.
And Halo Reach came out in 2010, so that's a 3-year difference for Bungie to make their game. But then World at War came out in 2008, and Black Ops came out in 2010, so Treyarch only had 2 years to work on it. So, yeah. That's my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you.
upcoming Xbox 360 game releases and see what we're excited for. So first off, we have Madden 12. Do you have any interest in that?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of sports games. The only sports games I really like are hockey and soccer. And football just isn't that fun, so I don't know how it'll be.
I'll probably get it, like, next year when it's, like, $10 just for achievements or something.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Dead Island. Do you have any interest in that?
What's that about? Never heard of that.
It's kind of like it's sort of like Left 4 Dead, but it's somewhat like an RPG. I don't know. It's kind of hard to figure out what it is. But it was the one trailer that Garrett was talking about with the one zombie girl, and then they play it, like, backwards.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Could be good.
Yeah, but it has a major emphasis on melee combat, so I don't know. But there's, like, experience and skill trees, so you can, like, increase your stats for stuff.
That's weird. You can hear. Okay.
Yeah.
But is it good quality at least?
Yeah, kind of. Wait, Hayden's calling him. I'll add him.
Does it sound quiet or loud?
Right now it's pretty quiet.
Now?
Now it's loud. But the quality, it sounds kind of like scratchy.
How about now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Hayden.
Okay.
It's kind of muffled.
Okay.
Are you playing that from your iPad?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. I'm not saying, bro. It's just nothing you can do.
Okay, did you set up a zombies game or should I?
I'll do it.
Alright. I've actually had a pretty good connection lately.
Oh yeah, I forgot you guys have crappy connections. Oh, too soon?
Oh, too soon? Oh, what?
Oh, too soon?
Apparently.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh,
boom!
Okay.
1941,
1943, 1950. So does this kind of have something to do with Call of the Dead when they're teleported?
Jacob? Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Yes, Hayden.
Can you hear me better?
Now it's worse.
That was awful. That
was actually pretty bad.
That was like a zombie taking a dump.
Can you hear me better? Yes.
That's still bad.
So what are you adjusting?
Okay, how about now?
That was a little better.
Little better.
What are you adjusting, though?
His...
Yes, besides that.
I don't even know.
Well, what are you changing every time that you're trying to make it a better...
I'm just turning my iPad. That's all I'm doing.
What? What?
Okay, what you do is... You know where the speaker is, right?
Yes.
Okay, well then just half of your mouth, like 6 inches to a foot away from the speaker.
My iPad's sitting on the couch next to me, like a foot away from my face.
Hello.
Your face?
Oh!
Hello, can you hear me?
Muffled,
yes.
Yeah. Muffled, yes. Sounds a little bit muffled, but I guess it's good.
Now, does muffle mean he has to move back?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What? Oh, man.
I'm going.
Whoa. Hayden, I think it's your TV.
No. His voice can do sound effects like that.
Yeah, his voice can do the round change in zombies.
And then the windows boarding up.
Yep. Then he sounds exactly... What character is he? It sounded like Tank.
Oh, Tank.
No, he's Tokyo.
Chick's jump sheet?
Wait, Josh, okay.
Yes.
I started reading Frankenstein today.
You mean you started reading Frankenstein?
Frankenstein, yes. Okay. Is the whole book just the one guy's story? Like, from the boat, and he just writes it down, pretty much?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, that clears up quite a bit already.
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you.
Yep.
Hayden, can you... say something, I want to see what your sound's like.
Wait, did he leave the call? Yeah, oh my gosh, why does he keep leaving the call?
I don't know.
This whole thing's going in the podcast. This whole spiel.
Whole spiel right now.
Hayden Kirkman rock 2 bar. There are a lot of zombies at this window, but
oh shoot.
Hey, watch
out.
Because
I have my iPad, okay?
Gosh! Hayden, how loud is your TV?
Yo, some
double pie.
Yeah.
I'm lagging.
And your TV's way too loud.
Really bad.
Come on, dude.
Hey, are we gonna leave this? It's not looking so hot for us.
Really?
It's around round 4, and we haven't opened up anything. Oh my god!
Hayden, turn on your TV!
Oh my god.
What?
Turn down your TV volume. We can hear it through the call.
Okay, hold on.
Pretty easily, I might have. Oh, crap.
How is that?
How is what? All your zombies coming towards me?
I love it how it's easier for him to get his TV to get have good audio quality.
He is lagging like crazy.
He's rocking the one bar.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
He's gonna lag out in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Remember when you called a dead Easter egg?
Huh?
We called a dead Easter egg and you lagged out.
I know.
And you had the VR7.
It's because my air conditioner turned on.
Okay.
No, it was a flux in the...
capacitor?
Yes, in the capacitor itself.
I don't know.
There was a flux in the electricity going through, and it messed up the connection because I have that one. Oh my gosh!
I know, it just sounds weird. Yeah, I lagged out because my air conditioner turned on.
Yep, my air conditioner kicked on, so I lagged out of time.
And no, it wasn't from streaming videos. Because the air conditioner uses a ton of bandwidth.
Yeah, well, no, it's because my bandwidth goes... It's a wired connection through...
Dude, I'm just trying to make a joke. Oh my gosh, Hayden keeps lagging on Skype.
I know. Do you guys want to just go? We need to go because there's going to be dogs.
Go where? Like, to the bathroom?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah, open this up. No! Mystery box. Alright. MP40s?
Sure. We could go.
I'm lagging.
Okay.
We can...
Why is your voice lagging? Isn't this over your iPad?
I'm going to.
Well, it uses the same...
Wait, do you have a wireless connection? His iPad's taking up all of his bandwidth.
I know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dude.
Your iPad's taking up all your bandwidth.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. This should be on Comedy Central.
Very, very funny.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, way to...
That was bad.
Suck at zombies much?
No, I don't actually. And still, I'll cover you.
Cover my booty. Alright, Jacob, you got me? Covered?
Yeah, go. Wait.
Oh, wait, this is Soviet Russia. We don't have you covered.
Okay. I'm going to... I don't know how to say it.
I'm gonna do, actually, I have no idea.
Okay, how about... Maybe? No, that wouldn't work. We could figure out some way for Hayden to use his Xbox microphone. And then you can play it through, like...
Alright, we need... There.
Can you... Okay.
Your voice is lagging on your iPad because your connection is so bad. Like,
no, he just talks like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm in RPK, so we should be okay. Oh, dogs! I have the HK21 and the RPK.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to train them both out. Suck.
Yeah.
And Hayden has.
I'm lagging now. Jeez.
Okay.
What the mother? Yeah. I might go.
No air conditioning, dude.
Oh no, I'm back. Right after I go down.
Max Feet. Alright, let's open this next door so we can run around in the center.
Alright. Crossbow. We'll do a rape train. I'll use a crossbow.
Nice. This should be actually really easy because we just have 2 windows to cover and the doorway. I'll get the doorway from the, like, set. The prop room. I've got the MLG call out, so I'll just call it Magical Room of Wonder.
Nice.
Oh, what? Oh my god, are you
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, such bologna sandwiches. So, Jacob, would you want to review the Annihilation map pack?
Like, review it?
As part of a segment? Like, after we play?
Just say I hate every single multiplayer map.
No, it has to be comprehensive review. Like, go through multiplayer and zombies. And you do the pros and cons. Interested? Okay. Because Hayden said he'll do a Homefront review. Wait. What?
Aw, Hayden!
Okay, thanks. Alright, we need to get Hayden back into this. Jacob, if you had to, in real life, fight off zombies, what map would you be on?
What map would I be on?
Yeah.
Probably.
And you wouldn't have to worry about, like, opening doors and stuff.
What map, as in anywhere in real life, or anywhere, any map that's on Call of Duty?
On Call of Duty.
On Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I would say this map because it's easy to run around in a circle.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe? Yeah. And for those listening who don't know, this is Kino de Toten.
True that. Oh, man.
I remember, like, the first time we played this, it was, like, so hard to do well.
Yeah, I know, we died like it was
really bad.
Really, really bad.
We were really, 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 really bad. Just awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna farm points with the ballistic knife.
Nice.
I need the... Is there a bowie knife on this map?
Yes, it's right by Juggernaut.
Oh yeah, never. Oh my gosh. I don't have any bullets. Looks like we're just gonna run around.
Only noobs don't have bullets. And if you need any help whatsoever, I'm like a total firepower. Firehouse. Fire. So in recent gaming news, Call of Duty Black Ops, their maybe final map pack, fourth, was revealed. It's called Resurrection, and Jacob has the article for us.
Okay, and here it is. Coming out August 23rd, Call of Duty Black Ops will be available for Xbox 360, August 23rd. It will be known as Resurrection, either spelled with an S or a Z. We're not 100% sure yet. Z, yeah.
For zombie.
And as you may have guessed, it will focus heavily on everyone's favorite brain eaters. The Resurrection map pack will resurrect the four Call of Duty World at War Zombies mode maps, including Nocter Untoten, Verrucht, Shinonuma, and Der Reese. And they will be available in Black Ops to play. If you recall, these maps were included in the Hardened and Prestige editions of the game as bonus download. So, to sweeten the pot, Activision is including a fifth map, Moon, along with a 20-song soundtrack and Xbox 360 theme. Like all the other Call of Duty map packs, Resurrection will be available to download for 1,200 Microsoft points. And if you did indeed buy the Hardened or Prestige edition with these maps already, you will be able to receive the fifth map, Moon, for free.
And other stuff, too.
And the other stuff as well, yes.
So, your thoughts?
I think it's going to be pretty sick. I actually did like the World at War zombie maps, especially Nocturne Untoten. I think that's one of my favorites of all time because of its simplicity.
Yeah, back to basics. Have you seen any screenshots of it?
I see one screenshot on this article. I need to see some more, though.
Okay.
I see two
on the moon, and there's one on Ares, one on Nocturne, two on Shinonuma, and then one on Barret.
Mm-hmm. I just keep seeing the same one of them on the moon.
Is it the one with the where they're walking down the stairs?
And the Earth is in the background?
Yeah, on the left.
Yes, indeed it is.
So would you be comfortable paying, because you bought Darius and Verrucht, right?
Yeah, I never got Shinonuma, never played it before, so kind of looking forward to that. But I don't know, it's kind of a waste for me because I already have them on World at War and I still have that game, so I can play whenever I want to.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it to play with more of my friends who never actually did get World at War, who did get Black Ops. And
yeah, that's true. Attack,
so it'll be worth it, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
At least until Modern Warfare 3 comes out.
Yeah, it'll be something entertaining to do.
Yeah, but it'll be a good change of pace once it does come out.
So, want to talk about the individual maps for World at War, and just what you liked about it, because you've played most of them.
Yeah, I never did pushing. That's just the easiest to do, though.
So what'd you like about Nocht, Darren Toten, the most?
Its simplicity. It wasn't that big. It had three total doors you could open. Or was it just two?
It was three.
It was three, yeah.
Yeah. One mystery box location.
One mystery box location. The only wonder weapon was the
ray gun.
Ray gun, and it had all the guns from the campaign were actually in the game, or most of the guns from the campaign were actually in the game itself. So you were sort of familiar with all the guns you were going to use. It was a lot of fun. And then it wasn't a map where you could get to like level 50 just by running around. You actually had to have a different strategy than that.
Yeah, the highest I've gotten to is like level maybe 15.
Mine is like 22 or 24. Or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty hard because you have like no mobility.
And that's with four really experienced players.
Yeah. It's hard to do. And then Verrucht, you have that one, right?
I do, yes. It was a try at making a big map. And I thought they did pretty good job with it. They didn't have this one didn't have upgraded weapons. There was only one map in World of War that actually featured upgraded weapons. But they still stayed at the basics. The first map with perks, and those four perks are still available in the new maps, which are Double Tap, Quick Revive, Juggernaut, and Sleight of Hand. And they're the same price they are now, like 3,000, 1,800. So it was kind of the groundwork for most of the stuff that we see in zombies today, with traps and everything like that as well.
Yeah, it was a big step up from Nocturne Toten, because Nocturne Toten was just kind of like a test subject.
And it,
the beta.
Yeah. And then Shinonuma, I never actually got, never got the opportunity to play.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about that. All I know is that people got to really high levels because it was really easy just to run around in a circle outside.
Mm-hmm. So, and it added, it had, like, the zipline, the flogger, and it had the zombie dogs and the Wonder Waffa.
Ah, yes. First map for those as well.
And
then Dare Reese, was there... their first attempt at a mega map, which by Call of Duty Black Ops map standards is actually kind of small.
Yeah.
But it still was amazing. I mean, people weren't really used to having such a big zombie map with so many opportunities to move around, have different strategies and stuff like that. And they did a fantastic job on that one. First map to actually have teleporters, and then having upgraded weapons as well. It did feature the Wonder Waffa, had the ray gun, monkey bombs made their first appearance in this one.
Bowie knife,
yeah. Yes. And I think the introduction of the teleporters was a really big step up, because every map nowadays has some form of teleportation.
Or quick movement.
Or quick movement, yeah, like the water slide and the cart on Shangri-La, or the one teleporter on
Five.
And then it kind of was the beginning of having an objective, getting all the teleporters linked so you could get upgraded weapons, and then getting the power on as soon as possible so you could get perks and upgraded weapons.
Cause, like,
a step up even from the other maps.
Yeah, because the ones before Darius were basically only about, like, just, like, simple survival. But
yeah.
Darius introduced, like, better ways to survive, like the Pack-a-Punch machine.
Yeah, and then along with that, with Shinonuma and the other ones before that, it was kind of, you were screwed if you didn't get the best gun. And then with the introduction of Pack-a-Punch and upgrading weapons, it was a step up, because even if you didn't have the best gun in the game, if you upgraded it, you were still in pretty good shape.
Yeah, map layout of World at War, like, smaller and simpler, or Black Ops, like, larger and more complex.
Well, I kind of like the addition of the Easter eggs and stuff like that in Black Ops, and the larger maps make it more complicated, especially if you go off and split up as a group, and then it's hard to get back to each other, but that kind of makes it an added strategy, making sure that you stick together, or if you are splitting up, that you have a way to either rendezvous or have a secret or a predetermined place that you meet up between rounds and stuff like that. And so it kind of makes it one more step on the strategy, because you have to know where you're supposed to be or where you want to be, because it takes a while to travel there.
Yeah, because introducing the four older maps is going to be a step down for zombies.
Well, if people never played those maps, they're going to get a new experience, really, because along with the size of the maps, the new strategies, because they're nothing like the new ones.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
More,
yeah, that's true.
Most of them are more close quarters than the new ones. I mean, Kino, if you're in the main theater, it's all wide open.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, normal people, like people that just picked up Black Ops, and they probably haven't played World at War, and they're so used to, like, Five and Kino and the new maps, they might be kind of disappointed by the World at War ones, just because they're so simple.
They could easily be disappointed, but it's still the idea
that
you have something different to play.
Yeah, I do like the idea of maps, but I could just see myself being a little disappointed, because I'm so used to, like, all the strategies that we run and stuff.
I think the people who enjoyed the World of War maps are going to be really excited to have them back.
Yeah.
And have the,
like, nostalgia.
Yeah, and have the ability to play with their friends who never actually did pick up World of War.
And it has the Black Ops weapons, too.
Oh, are they doing that as well? Yes.
Yeah, in the mystery box, you can have the Black Ops weapons, but the guns you buy off the wall are all the same.
Ah, okay. I have not read that yet.
Oh.
That'll be good. Correction.
And then this
could actually make the maps easier because the old maps, the weapons you got in the mystery box sometimes weren't as powerful, or definitely not as powerful as the ones you're going to get now.
Yeah, and Treyarch also added, like, little touches to the DLC maps. Like, to the World at War maps. Like, they put the characters back in from, like, Darius. So it's their quotes that they're saying.
Oh, yeah, Darius was the first map with, Yeah, this guy's retarded. All the four characters that everyone is used to.
Why the ray gun set by Dark Metroid 5867 on the Call of Duty Wiki. Here we have Batman reading us.
Okay.
And remember, it's a family show, so self-censor yourself.
I'll try. The ray gun's rate of fire is so slow. I can watch an episode of My Little Pony before killing a zombie.
Hallelujah.
Number two. The ray gun makes crawlers. Crawlers are the reason I die every game. I just can't see them. Number three. They should have made it semi-automatic. You could probably fire faster that way to the slow rate. Which I mentioned earlier. Number four. Fire so slow, people needed to fire more because they killed zombies. In other words, it wastes ammo. If I play online, I hear people when they get the ray gun.
You're like, why?
I'm okay, I just got a ray gun in the middle of the game, so. Number six. If I play online, I get so hated when I get the ray gun. Not that I wanted it anyway.
If you need a break, Batman, I can take over.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, Batman. Oh, Jacob, you missed something. While you're in the bathroom, Batman came on.
Wait, really? No.
Yeah. Can't believe
it. Oh, crap. Please tell me it wasn't talking about the ray gun.
Yeah, it was why it sucks.
This is fun.
With some noob. So, number seven. The ray gun cannot be reloaded. Cancelled. It annoys me when I think the magazines are in, but then I still see zero on the HUD as soon as I sprint. People use the box that gives you a bad weapon. So, my... to get the ray gun, I can't use that beep box to get a Galil. Number nine. It's almost impossible to get headshots. The red dot sight slash holographic sight on this thing is terrible and disruptive. The thing is, why I get 50 points per kill when I can get 100? Number 10. Automatic firing wastes ammo too much. Some have asked, why it has a slow rate of fire? Because of the bullet slow speed, you don't think you've killed a zombie yet. Well, I say no. That's why number 11. The only way I can use this gun is to get double tap, but I still waste ammo. Not that he has, like...
Why would you get double tap?
Good ears or anything.
This guy's stupid.
Number 12. People trade the Thunder Gun for this piece of... beep, causing us to die. Number 13. It takes 2 years. That's 50... No, that's 104 weeks for the ray gun to kill a zombie. People love this because it's a one-hit kill, but half of those people haven't got past round 11.
We're just calling you out, guys.
I know. This upgraded garbage is a waste of 5,000 points. It is only effective for 2 more rounds. So that's
might kind of depend on when
13 if you're counting. So if you get past 13, you're good.
Yeah, apparently.
Number 16. People think they are so 1337 when they
This guy thinks he's 1337.
When they get the ray gun, so they don't teleport due to, I quote, the awesomest gun ever, unquote, and often get themselves killed, leaving the team up to me when I have no ammo. I'm not talking about them pack-a-punch, which would counter step 15, but I mean, they think they could just be safe on their own? Number 17, I give up a ray gun for the CZ-75 any day. CZ-75 Pack-a-Punch is just a million times better. Number 18. If I have a ray gun, people will revive me because they are jealous. What is this, high school?
Learn to share.
Yeah. If you get the ray gun, I wouldn't revive you.
Yeah, probably not.
Come on. I want that thing. Because if you die, I can just pick it up off the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, this is the real world. When they have a trillion points, they won't pack a punch because they think the gun is so 1337, often getting themselves killed since, well, the ray gun sucks. Number 20. I shouldn't have to go get nasty prune juice just so a gun doesn't kill me. And the nasty prune juice is the perk PhD flopper. And one is... What, Batman?
Of the way to use ray gun is hit fire. Which way is ammo? Wait a minute. Why do I keep talking about wasting ammo? Think 8 of these freaking stabs talk about wasting ammo. God, I wouldn't revive this guy anyway.
What can I say? The ray gun is garbage.
Apparently.
So let's respond to each one.
95 comments. You mad, bro? Question mark. Yeah, I got it in round 40 and upgraded it, and it sucks. I didn't really need. I had the thunder gun, but I need ammo.
Why does anyone care? It's just a just bloody play it.
Okay, here's another 21 list. A comment left by a reader of this same article. He gave 21 reasons why this guy sucks. 1. You suck at zombies. 2. You suck at zombies. 3. You suck at zombies. 4. You suck at zombies. 5. You suck at zombies even more. 6. You suck at zombies. 7. You suck at zombies. 8. You suck at zombies. 9. You suck at zombies. 10. You suck at zombies even more with your friends that suck at zombies. 11. What I just said in 10. 12. People trade the thunder gun for this piece of beep. Usually, because it's yet a higher round. 13. It takes less than a second to kill a zombie. 14. People love this because it's one hit kill and all the people get past round 11. 15. This upgraded garbage is worth 5,000 points. And it's effective more than 20 rounds. 16, you suck. Haven't heard that in a long time. 17, how is it better? It takes 2 mags to kill a crawler. Wait, what? If that it takes 2 mags to kill a crawler. 18, if I had a ray gun, people would revive me because they know I would cover them with my ammo. 19, when they have a trillion points, they would have every perk and rape all... Wait, what? Power and pack all their guns. Why'd you rape all your guns? I took a T-shirt flopper because can activate a nuke quickly and not die from grenades. Well, you 21. Well, you can't aim, and why don't you aim down your freaking sights? P.S. Don't call the Xbox. Beep, beep, it can save life.
All right.
That was a good one.
That was well thought out. Very elaborate.
I thought this guy was pretty good.
Let me read another one. It seems you can't pass around 17 with a ray gun, right? The thunder gun and ray gun are different types of weapons, and it seems you don't know redacted, and that the CZ-75's rate of fire is reduced after pack punch, right? Alright, here, we'll respond one by one to the 21 reasons. So, number one, get better fingers. Number two, crawlers are the easiest thing ever. So unless you can't look down, then they shouldn't be a problem for you.
Say, unless you have your up and down inverted, just press it down on the...
Yeah.
What the heck is it called? Analog stick, jeez.
let's see. They should have made it semi-automatic, because you probably could fire it faster that way. So, he has 1 and 3 are the exact same thing.
Yep.
And number 4... He says it wasting.
I was so slow, people needed to fire more because they need to be sure. Actually, people who are actually good know when they actually kill the zombie because they can actually aim at it.
And they can see it fall over dead.
They can see it fall over dead, yeah.
Yeah. Number 5, no.
I always do, so that one's true.
Okay. Number 6, why would people hate you if you got a ray gun? Because wouldn't that help the team?
It would help the team. If you're playing with people who actually know what they're doing, they say, good, you got a ray gun.
Yeah, it's better than a teddy bear.
And there's more than one ray gun anyway.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, is that a glitch?
That's new to me.
Oh, I forgot. Is that the glitch?
Number 7, ray gun can't be reload canceled. So what? Just reload
gets out of hand.
Yeah, it's not that hard to reload.
Yeah, it's not that hard to reload. I was gonna say it's stupid.
So then people, number 8, they say, okay, well, the mystery box is just random, so.
Well, yeah, why, okay, does this guy really think he can survive longer than someone with a ray gun if he bought a gun off the wall?
Yeah, or Galil.
Yeah, I would rather have a Galil than, I don't know, what's off the wall, that's good.
Yeah, alright, 9, he's complaining about you only get 50 points per kill, and you could get 100. Well, if you have a ray gun, I don't think points really matter.
Not anymore.
Unless you're low on ammo, which is probably because it has such a low rate of fire.
And if you have a ray gun, you've had enough money to go to the box and get, like, a friggin'...
A Galil.
A Galil, yeah, and just get more points with that. Just farm points.
Yeah, because points are the best. Because if you get enough points, you can win zombies.
Yep.
Next one, double tap, same thing as 1 and 3.
Well, okay. Oh, wait, no, number 11?
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry, I should be 10.
Oh, wait, no, 10.
Yeah.
Hey, just fire semi-automatic. This guy doesn't even know what he's doing.
Or shot by shot. Just like...
The only reason you're supposed to go full auto is if there's a group, because it has splash damage as well.
Yeah, and then you just aim at their feet. So you can make crawlers, too. Yeah. 12, people trade the ray gun. No.
No, they don't.
You trade your other gun.
Your other gun and have a thunder ray gun for a 1-2 punch that destroys zombies. This guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, next one is it takes 2 years for the gun to kill a zombie. Oh,
okay. It says kill / reach a zombie.
So he's playing Halo?
Yeah, apparently.
Whoa, what the
heck? Plus Halo jumping these guys as well.
Okay, blah, 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 they love it because it's a 1-hit kill. But half of them haven't gotten past round 11. Okay.
He's talking about himself.
Yeah.
He's never been past round 11.
Next one, he hates the Pack-a-Punch. But...
It's not garbage when you upgrade it.
Yeah, that means it's...
I don't know what round he's talking about when it's only effective for 2 more. I don't know if he's on round 20 and then he upgrades it, and then it's only effective for 2 more rounds, which I believe. But I don't know if he's talking about round 11, because that's just ridiculous.
The next one is, people think they're the best and they have the ray gun, so they run out and get themselves killed.
Not when you're playing in a group of experienced players.
Yeah, well, I think he's talking about unexperienced.
Well, so because only people can play with are unexperienced.
And then even if you do get downed, you can cover with the ray gun because you're holding it, so it's not that hard. So and then he likes the CZ-75 pack punch a million times better.
He is so stupid.
I would never play zombies with him.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't
either. And he also says if he has a ray gun, people will not revive him because they are jealous.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And the next one is about Pack-a-Punch again. 20, he doesn't like how it has splash damage, even though it's not that hard to avoid. And then, finally, his last possible way to hit, the only possible way to use it is to hip fire, which wastes ammo.
What's the difference between... Why would he hit fire if he can hit a zombie every time by aiming down the sights instead of wasting ammo by possibly missing? But the ray gun has the closest...
crosshairs.
Fire anyway. Crosshairs, yeah.
Yeah, they're the tightest.
This guy's really weird. And if you get Deadshot Daiquiri, it's like a dot on the screen.
And then, if you're friggin' number 9, he says it's impossible to get headshots because the red dot sight / holographic sight is terrible and disruptive.
You're not even trying to get headshots because you can't.
Yeah, you just need for the body or like the legs.
Yes, anyway. Gosh. Okay, this guy is really smart. You like this article?
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
The Unborn.
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay, well, the problem with it was they were trying to be way, way, way too serious about it, and what they ended up doing was making it funny, because within the first 5 minutes, the whole entire theater was laughing because of the first scene when the girl, if you know what I'm talking about, when the girl is taking a jog, and then she sees a little kid, and then turns away, and then it's just a mitten on the ground, then she turns away again, and then she looks back, and it's a dog. Just really weird. Not very scary. Yeah.
Turns back and it's a new car.
Oh, and Bob Barker was sitting in the passenger seat, naked, of course.
Have you seen The Ring?
I have, yes.
Oh, classic film.
Classic, yes.
Oh, I remember watching that like 3 years ago over the summer at night with some friends, and we like laughed the whole time.
Have you ever seen The Ring 2?
Yeah, I think I have.
That's almost better.
Yeah.
Well, on the funny side, right? At least.
Like, Paranormal Activities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the camera work was great.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a high budget, too.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen... Well, this isn't really a horror movie, but have you seen Cloverfield?
Yeah, I've seen...
That was retarded.
Yeah, with a huge monster.
Yeah, and then they only show you, like, two glimpses of it.
Yeah.
And then it, like, releases it. It, like, jizzes out, like, 100 little miniature versions of himself.
Yeah. Have you seen The Happening?
Yes, I have.
Where everyone's going suicide.
Everyone's killing themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, like, Marky Mark Wahlberg was great in that film. I really gotta give him credit.
Yeah, I love the trailer where, like, they're sitting on the park bench.
And she has the crochet needle.
Yeah, and she's like... And the person saying it, she's like, saying your name. And she just...
Yeah.
Herself. That's so because it's the... Spoiler alert for all this. It's the spores from the trees.
Yeah, the trees are making everybody kill themselves. I mean, that's just retarded. And then in the middle of the movie when he's like talking to... When they figure it out.
Yeah.
He talks to one guy, and then he talks to the plant because he doesn't want it to kill him. It turns out to be a fake one.
Yeah. Or when they're, like, at the, like, end where they're, like, separated from each other. Like in the
Yeah, because they things. Have to, because it targets large groups.
Yeah. So funny. And then one of them, like, walk outside, and then, like, didn't Mark Wahlberg, like, walk outside and go to, like, the girl and the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, the whole time I was just thinking, wow, why am I watching this?
And then the funniest part of it was when the guy, they're, like, driving through the town because he has to go look for his wife and kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the Jeep.
Yeah.
And there's, like, one little teeny crack in the window, and so the spores got through. And then the camera switches outside, and the car stopped, and all of a sudden he just floors it and hits a tree, and all of them fly out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
That's so implausible.
So retarded.
We should have asked that during Anatomy, like, if that could happen.
Yeah. They're like...
Hello? Oh.
Well, our environment... What?
Wait, 1 second. Okay. Wait.
What happened?
Oh, never mind, we're good.
Oh.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, sure. I was gonna say we could ask Mr. Richter if that's possible for a tree to kill somebody.
No, or we could just ask anyone in Visi.
Oh, yeah, because they're, like, the smartest in the school, right?
Yeah, they sure would know. Let's... Have you seen Paranormal Activity 2?
I did not get the opportunity, no.
Me neither. It was on Netflix, I might have watched it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
The classic Human Centipede.
Ah,
I'll never see that.
Never watch it, no. But
I'll never. The trailer was freaky.
The trailer was way too much for me, yeah.
And this is from someone who thought The Dark Knight was a comedy.
I still have to remind myself of that every time I watch it.
Yeah. A few days ago, I saw 2012.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
You dig it?
No.
I thought the premise was stupid.
The premise is special effects were okay.
Scientifically, it wouldn't make sense, but I thought the special effects were really cool. Like, they did cool visual work with, like, everything just falling.
Yeah. And then the Russian dude.
Oh, yeah, Russian.
The Russian dude was pretty funny. He had, like, all of his cars. But he was flying an Antonov A in 225.
Yeah.
Which there was only one of
in the world. Yeah, there's only one ever made.
Yeah, so he kind of butchered it there.
Yeah. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
I like the crazy guy at Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, I think I'll just stay. It's too beautiful.
I can't give this up. But the fact that they were able to build, like, those arcs...
In 2 years,
yeah. It takes, like, 7 to build an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, even though they had billions of dollars.
And then they sell off tickets to be on them to the people who invested.
Yeah, for a billion euros.
And everyone there, pardon my French, but they were all Arabic.
Yeah, even though there are like thousands of people supposedly on it. So there's 1,000 billionaires.
Yeah, I know.
In euros, too. So that's like 1.6 billion.
Yep.
And then I like at the end how they make it like such a happy ending with all the arcs just like sailing away, and then it like goes back and it's like, okay, so you've sailed away in the arc that everyone is dead, so there's probably like 6.8 billion people dead.
Yep.
So how's that really a happy ending?
And then they talk about how like Cape Town, Cape of Good Hope.
Yeah, that's
right. Is the first place that's above water. How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't get that.
It's on the ocean.
Because they have absolutely nothing to do. Because they probably didn't bring enough food for everyone to last for a long time.
More than likely not. I mean...
Because they let all those other people on at the end.
Yeah. And then, how many years was it for the waters to go down in biblical times? Like...
It was, like, 40 days. No,
it rained for 40 days to flood the earth.
2 years?
And it took 2 years or something like that for the water to go down.
So you probably don't have enough food for 2 years.
That's quite a... And that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
The ships are pretty big, but not that big.
Yeah. 2012, too. Does this taste like meat? Or they cannibalize everyone?
2012, too. The repopulation.
2012-2, sail this.
It's 2012-2, we're screwed.
Yeah. Even more. Directed by Michael Bay.
2012-2, ready for round two.
And it's a Michael Bay film, so there's Transformers in it.
Yeah. They just, like, randomly show up. They're like, wait, I thought we killed you.
And it's like a tie-in. Yeah. Sam, you need to get to Allspark.
Do you have the Allspark?
Yes. Oh, wait. No, we left.
Wait, no.
We left.
It's underwater.
Yeah. Starscream, let's go swimming.
Okay, but where's the ocean? Oh, my gosh. My favorite Transformer probably was Starscream. He was tight.
Yeah. Because... And then they mention when they're flying the plane, they can't track it because the continents are 2,000 miles. Like, they move 2,000 miles. But if you have satellites, can't they, like, figure it out?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't at all.
And then how they know it's the Cape of Good Hope.
Yeah, I know. And even if so, if the land masses move, latitude and longitudes are still the same. You know exactly. Well, if you know where north or... the location of zero, or the prime meridian is.
And then wouldn't everything be completely different? Because, like, Yellowstone got completely obliterated, and, like, so did everything else. So none of the landmass would look the same. So Cape Good Hope could just be, like, filled with, like, debris or something.
Yeah.
And then how the president, like, stays...
Oh, yeah.
That was... But that was cool when the aircraft carrier was, like, floating towards him.
Oh, yeah. I think the coolest part of that movie to me was when they first got on the ship and they couldn't turn on the engines until they closed the door because the pipe got stuck.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wait, how is there land in front of us? He's like, well, that's the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And then again, how could they be able, when they're, like, all outside the boats?
Yeah, they'd be able, like, breathe. Dying from oxygen deprivation.
Lack of oxygen, yeah. The door is open, they lose pressure, even if they did pressurize them.
And then, What about all the workers? Like, when they work there, so they'd have to become acclimatized to it?
Yeah, I know.
Like, go up, and then back down, and then go up.
It would take, like, a year just to get acclimated enough to actually exert yourself to work.
Yeah, and then that's not even all the supplies. And then what's up with all the airplanes parked?
Yeah, I know, you can't... That's, like, maximum altitude. You can't really...
Yeah.
Sustain flight that easily when you're that high.
And then how do they park the airplanes that close together?
I don't know.
It's insane. Valkyrie? You seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Tom Cruise. Definitely like that
Tom
one.
Tom Cruise is great.
It's cool. Good. Except for, like... Dude, I was so expecting Hitler to die at the end.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, that's what happened in real life.
That's such a plot twist.
Yeah, I know.
Couldn't even, like, anticipate that.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny, though, that one scene where they first get... Where they have, like, the intelligence room and they get, like, information. The girls are, like, typing really fast and they have notes that they're reading. They have to send it on. And one of them gets the... If they get something important, they have to raise their hand.
Yeah.
And the girl's crying and raising her hand because she got the... Yeah. Hitler died.
Yeah.
And the one Gestapo guy's, like, yelling at her.
Yeah.
And then all of them start raising their hand and crying.
Yeah.
I love it. But that was really weird at the end. It was like The Happening when the guy took the grenade and held it to his head to kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. That's not how I would do it.
No, that would just be like...
That'd be way too much.
And I'm thinking of better times. Bam.
Pull the pin. Ding.
What was that movie? Dang it. That's been good.
Did you see the original Batman? Not the original Batman, but the first one, Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Batman Begins, yes.
With Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
A.K.A. Mace Windu. No, yep. Not Mace Windu, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, not Mace Windu.
Mace Windu's black.
Yeah, I know. Where did you even get that from?
I don't know. That's like what first came to mind.
Yeah. I thought it was the beginning and the end and the middle were kind of iffy, but... The part where he, like, is learning to become the ninja guy.
I still thought you were talking about Valkyrie at first.
What?
Yeah.
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins wasn't that good.
Yeah, I know, I didn't think it was that good. But it's still a Christopher Nolan film. And
yeah.
It's kind of a deeper aspect of it. His, like, what you're actually watching doesn't really attribute to what he wants you to think, however.
That's what I don't like about superhero movies, because, like, the first one always is, like, the setup. So you have to go through everything about the characters getting their power, like Spider-Man.
That one was kind of quick, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, they kind of skipped over a lot of it.
But I want to see movies start, like, in the middle.
But weren't you happy that you kind of knew everything, and weren't you excited about Dark Knight coming out, and when you saw it, you're like, man, I'm glad I waited for this, and I actually wanted to see it.
Yeah, that's true, because that means, like, Bruce Wayne has his, like, stuff together, so he can just fight crime.
Yeah, well, that means, and then that makes it better, because the Dark Knight needed no explanation. The whole meaning of it was action, and that's kind of proved how the first scene was the bank robbery, which is, like,
yeah,
the coolest scenes in all of
yeah, it's a good history. Setup.
Yeah, I know. And so it's just like action one after the other because you already have all the background information.
Yeah.
You can just watch him.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent.
But, like, for Spider-Man, that bugged me, because I read a bunch of the comics.
I hated the Spider-Man movies.
Aw, come on.
Kirsten they were so dull. I mean, all I wanted to see was him fly around on spider webs and just...
Well, it's all about Peter's story.
I don't care about Peter.
Well,
I don't care about Mary Jane. Gosh, she wasn't even that hot.
Well, so when you go into a movie, you only care about action.
But they had no meaning to it. I mean,
it was Peter. He was this weak guy, and then he gets superpowers, and then he has to find some way to deal with it, and then he's like troubles at home.
But that's not the same, really. I mean, Batman, he doesn't actually have superpowers.
Yes.
He's just a regular guy.
Super money.
Well, who cares? That's
the super killer.
Well, no. At the beginning of Batman Begins.
Your voice is cutting out.
Oh, am I really? No?
Yeah. You stopped at the beginning of Batman Begins.
Oh, really? Crap. It's kind of a big deal.
Oh, we started at the new Black Ops map pack.
We started at the new Black Ops map pack, and we went from there to Cool Story Bro, and then we talked about horror movies.
That's where you left off. So you're going to say that all over. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
That would be really bad.
I just pull a happening and just get some spores. So what were you saying about Batman?
Oh, yeah. Well, how I don't like Spider-Man. How he actually gets superpowers, and he just kind of has to deal with it.
Yeah, because he
has to... You can say something.
Because he has to deal with the power being thrust upon him. Because he's so used to being weak. And people taking care of him. It's a new challenge for him to control all of his newfound power. Like, it's not gradual, like Batman.
Well, Batman, he had a pretty rough childhood, too. His parents getting killed. Yeah. Him having, it's not going now. He had people... expecting him to greater.
Your voice is kind of choppy.
But then I hear a huge echo. Gosh dang it. Okay, here.
Wait.
Yeah, it's a huge echo.
Maybe if I turn my speaker down.
And then call me back, or I'll call you back.
Alright, continuing.
Okay. Batman. He kind of has people expecting him to be great because of who his parents were, and then when they got killed, he was really expected to be great because he was kind of on his own.
Yeah.
And people felt that he was going to be great anyway. But then when he kind of throws his life away when at the beginning of the movie when he's in jail.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then the one guy, I don't know what his name is exactly.
Wait, Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah. And then he visits him in jail, says he can be something better than what he is without having his past coming back to him when he goes to the mountain and stuff like that. And then when he actually dedicates himself to becoming great in a different way than... Because he was already at an all-time low. He was trying to build himself back up. And then when he actually had the mindset of being a good person, being able to be great, that's when he went back and was able to reclaim what was his and stuff like that. When Peter Parker kind of just was there and got bit by a spider because he's lucky.
Well, but he had to deal with everything. Like all the changes.
He didn't have to deal with everything. Coming back to a city which kind of hated him because he left and his parents were kind of the center of it. When they died, he left and the company went backwards and then the whole city went bad because of what happened.
Stuff like that.
And it's funny because I've read an article where the Spider-Man movies are like a metaphor for going through puberty, which I thought was funny. So... I can relate to Spider-Man that way.
I can't.
I mean, you'll get there someday.
Well, I'll try. I'm trying to.
Have you seen The Day After Tomorrow?
I have.
Very nice. With, what's his name?
Well, he's from The Rookie, was bad. Can't remember his name right now.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Gyllenhaal's the kid, yeah.
And he's also in Prince of Persia.
Oh gosh, I hated that movie.
Yeah, I watched that in Michigan, and I didn't really like it that much.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. And I hate how the whole thing was like a dream. Basically, because he just goes back in time.
Yeah, he, like, there's no real action.
Yeah, because all the character progression, like, between the guy and the one, like, princess or whatever, is, like, totally lost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I were the prince, I'd just be like, yeah, this isn't gonna work.
And sorry for all you people who have no idea what we're talking about, and we're spoiling every movie that you wanted to watch this summer.
Well, then you should watch more movies.
That's true.
Sooner.
Get Netflix.
Yeah.
Did you see The Lincoln Lawyer?
No. I saw Lincoln while I was cleaning out my garage.
Okay. Well, it's the same premise, really. But it's based on a book. Can't remember the author at the moment. Great book. I read it. But the movie is based on the book, obviously, and the movie is one of the all-time greats I've seen. And spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, but it's about Matthew McConaughey is the lawyer.
Dreamy.
And he's kind of low-scale. He's kind of a low-scale, low-budget lawyer.
Uh-huh.
But his whole premise of his firm is providing reasonable doubt for cases instead of actually proving innocence. And so his motto, actually in the book, they never mentioned in the movie, but in the book, his motto for his company, for his firm, is reasonable doubt for a reasonable price.
So he's trying to, like, what do you mean by he's just going for reasonable doubt?
Well, instead of proving, it was most of his clients, almost all of them are guilty of what they do. But a reasonable doubt, a jury can't convict on a crime if there's any doubt behind that they didn't do it.
Yeah, there's something like that happened, you know, a few weeks ago.
Oh, no,
really? We're not going to mention it.
No spoiler alerts on this show.
No. Even though if you watch television at all for that week, you probably know. Or we're on Facebook or lame Twitter.
And then,
I'm a bird eye.
He kind of sums up his whole mindset about law and like the whole legal system in the United States. When he lets all these people who he knows are guilty get off. But he says, I'm not going to curse, of course, but he said, the lawyer tells Matthew McConaughey, he's like, F you, can't do all this. Matthew McConaughey says, no, F the DA, F the legal system, because one time he had a client who he knew was guilty, he was charged with murder, he actually did it, but then the DA tried to pin two more unsolved murders on him as well.
Oh.
And so Matthew McConaughey, he knew he couldn't win. He probably couldn't have won the case, but when the DA tried to pin those two murders, he got him off on those two murders.
Uh-huh.
But since they were all stacked on top of each other, he was able to get him off on all three.
Ooh.
And so he just kind of...
Oh,
he doesn't like the legal system, and he kind of goes through the loopholes to make sure people realize just how bad it is and stuff like that.
So he's trying to prove that the legal system is bad by helping guilty people walk?
In a way, he just kind of has... He has such a mindset about it that he knows how to get people off to go through the legal system that we have.
Oh, okay. I see.
It's just kind of funny. Then there was another case that, like, happened at the beginning of the movie. The guy's like, how are you going to get him off on this one this time? He said, well, I have a flight record that proves he flew too low. A helicopter flew too low over his house when he got evidence. So they were going to disprove... They're going to disbar that evidence because they flew too low in a helicopter.
Yeah, I hate stuff like that.
It's just kind of funny.
So, who is the author of the book? Steven Spielberg?
No, it was not Steven Spielberg, even though Steven Spielberg is amazing.
Yes.
Well, the Lincoln Lawyer is by, where is it?
Have you tried the internet?
Oh, wait. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Because you can probably find it there.
No, because I went to the movie, because everyone talks about the movie. Authors. Michael Connelly. It was written in 2005.
Michael Connelly.
Michael Connelly.
Michael
Connelly. Like, John Grisham, almost.
Yep. I've read two of his books.
Yeah, all of his books are kind of crime and jury.
And punishment.
Yeah. Fyodor Dostoevsky, crime.